evaluate ourselves first. Many people who need help may be unwilling to accept suggestions at first because their egos get in the way. They cannot believe that they could have made a mistake so easily, or else they are afraid of change. Frequently, they will only learn from crisis, calamities, and chaos. In other words, from the school of hard knocks. That is a slow way to learn, but nonetheless, it is extremely common. Does any of this sound familiar? This is not merely a pattern in those we are trying to help. We have all engaged in such behavior at one time or another. In order to overcome the temptation to judge others harshly and unfairly, we must always, always evaluate ourselves first before evaluating others. Unfortunately, some people try to find fault with others as a way of avoiding the necessity to look within themselves. Their judgments carry little weight because they are not based on a loving desire to help. Instead of offering constructive feedback, these people are simply seeking scapegoats. In order to be helpful judges of others, we must be vigilant about our own weaknesses and constantly strive to improve. We should always maintain a spirit of humility, never counseling or teaching others in the belief that we have nothing to learn ourselves. Here's a personal example. Each time the author gives a lecture, he focuses on something that he would like to understand better. His thinking is that even if everyone falls asleep, he's excited because at least he's learned something. Otherwise, teaching is like a performance in which we are merely trying to please the audience. Eventually, we will get to the point of saying things we do not mean, and people will know the difference. To evaluate yourselves more efficiently, we advise you to solicit feedback about yourself from those who know you well. Approach them with pen and notebook in hand. When you are listening to their responses, write them down without comment or reaction. Then review them carefully later. In this way, you will be sure to remember the suggestions accurately without the distortions and rationalizations caused by false ego, self-delusion, or wishful thinking. You will not be so tempted to justify yourself or to dismiss what others are saying. Everyone wants to grow, and we are all being used to help each other. But sometimes we may not be receptive to what others have told us. In such cases, after writing down the feedback, we can put it away for a while until such time as we are prepared to address it. When we review the comments later, we will be surprised to see how the Lord is constantly giving us a chance to grow and purify ourselves. We will also be shocked to see how often we refuse His help. But if we begin to understand that everything in our lives happens for a reason, we will begin to appreciate how closely we are being guided and how much God loves us.